From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to make an announcement Thursday whether the U.S. will withdraw from a global Paris climate agreement. Reports suggest he will pull out from the accord on voluntary carbon emissions reductions. The president has questioned the science of man's impact on the climate and insists withdrawal will save jobs. But Columbia Business School professor Jeffrey Heal says pulling out is not supported by all business.
A lot of U.S. business is quite keen to remain in the Paris Agreement because they want the U.S. to have a seat at that table. These are going to be important negotiations. These are going to be negotiations that will affect every country in the world. And the U.S. really should be present in those negotiations. It's silly to just walk out of them.
The U.S. has pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% below 2005 levels by the year 2025. Gary Huffbauer of the Washington-based Peterson Institute said a withdrawal announcement would not have any immediate impact.
It's a symbolic gesture, a symbolic rejection of the importance of climate change, whether it does very much right away to speed up the trajectory of carbon emissions to me is quite doubtful, but it certainly doesn't accelerate the reduction of carbon on the other hand.
Meanwhile, China and the European Union plan to meet Friday to reaffirm their support of the Paris Accord. Media reports indicate an airstrike killed Rayan Mashal, the founder of Islamic State Media's outlet Amag, and his daughter in the eastern Syrian province of Deir ez-Zor. There's been no independent confirmation and no official comment from the U.S.-led coalition. The website has served as the Sunni militant group's news agency, announcing claims of responsibility for attacks since it was created in 2014. This is VOA News. A powerful truck bomb exploded during morning rush hour Wednesday in the Afghan capital Kabul, killing at least 90, wounding hundreds more. Most of the victims were civilians walking near the German embassy. Several American contractors were among the wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Afghan intelligence suspects the blast was carried out by the Taliban-affiliated Haqqani network. Afghan analyst Nazif Shahrani of Indiana University said such a link would make sense.
The relations with Pakistan is not very good, and Pakistan's relationship globally, and I think, is becoming more problematic for them. And they are desperate. They probably think they may have a chance to topple the government by doing more of these kinds of bold attacks.
President Trump called his Afghan counterpart, Ashraf Ghani, to offer his condolences and to condemn Wednesday's attack. 13 soldiers in Turkey were killed when their helicopter crashed in the country's southeast after hitting a high-voltage power line. It's an area near Iraq where the military has been engaged in operations against Kurdish militants. British Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, buoyed by some rising opinion polls ahead of next week's election, has challenged Prime Minister Theresa May to a televised debate. Speaking in Bath Wednesday, Ms. May, who's refused to take part in live televised encounters, said she would rather meet the public and answer their questions.
It's about getting out and around the country. It's about meeting voters. It's about hearing questions directly from voters. I think that's important. And it's about being open with voters, which I've been in my manifesto about the challenges that lie ahead for this country, but also about the opportunities that lie ahead for this country and how together we can actually build that better future.
The election is June 8th. One poll suggests the ruling Conservatives could lose their majority in Parliament. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has presided over the opening of a Chinese-built railway. A passenger train made the maiden journey from the port city of Mombasa to the capital, Nairobi.
Today, we celebrate one of the key cornerstones to Kenya's transformation to an industrialized, prosperous, middle-income country.
The $3.2 billion project, funded almost entirely by China, replacing a line that was built more than a century ago by colonial Britain. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is scheduled to meet rival Cypriot leaders in New York Sunday in a bid to save the faltering peace process, the UN chief calling for the talks following the collapse last week of the UN drive to convene a Cypriot peace conference in Geneva. President Trump Wednesday met with visiting Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc, welcoming the signing of billions of dollars in business deals, including a power generation project headed by General Electric and generators offered by Caterpillar. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.